You know, that was a good deal. You know, we felt like in the Baylor game and even in earlier on games this season that we had a lot of success running the ball. It was just being consistent with it. And, you know, there in the first half, we had a lot of success running the ball. We got down the red zone, had some mistakes kind of pull us out of it, and wasn't finishing the drive. But the second half, we got in a really good rhythm, passing the ball too. You know, I felt like we Coach Holm did a great job of realizing what was working and sticking with it. And, you know, we were doing a great job of running the ball. The O-line just opening up holes left and right, and did a great job with Coach calling read plays with me on the backside. And, you know, we kind of communicated in the first half. I felt like the guys weren't really checking me that well on the backside on read plays, and Coach Coleman, you know, inserted those, and we got some big plays off that. And we just got I think we're starting to figure out our identity up front, and our guys are starting to gel together and get some consistency and mojo going. And you know, it's really fun being a quarterback behind those guys and playing off their energy and just trying to, you know, make plays.
Can you describe your 19-yard run to the pylon?
Yeah, you know, I was kind of upset with how I played in the first half. I felt like, you know, I missed a couple throws and was just not playing like I knew I was capable of playing and how hard I prepared to come out here and play. And I just felt like I wasn't, you know, I don't know, I just felt kind of weird. But I knew in the second half that, you know, I couldn't look back and try to change the first half, and, you know, I can't let those mistakes, you know, carry over. And whenever, you know, I was trying to set the stage for the second half for our offense and let this team know that, you know, I'm going to be fighting all game, and it doesn't matter what's going on, what my stats look, you know, it doesn't matter what's clicking for me at all. Like, whatever's working, I'm gonna go fight, and, you know, I laid my body out there to try to go score.
Despite how the first half ended for you guys, do you feel like maybe you kind of picked up on something maybe that you knew was going to work really well in the second half?
Well, you know, there wasn't necessarily, you know, anything in particular that we wanted to get out and do something different in the second half. It was just execution stuff that we were kind of just struggling with in the first half, and including myself, just missing some throws that I normally don't miss, and, you know, just doing some uncharacteristic things that, you know, it wasn't like a lot of plays. It's like we would get down the red zone and have a mental error happen, or, you know, they'd do something, take us out of it. And, you know, it was just things that we were just beating ourselves. And we knew at halftime we had to come out second half and eliminate those. And we were moving the ball. We were moving the ball in the first half, so we had a lot of confidence going in the second half, and we just had to put it all together and go score.